Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is the year 2024, and we're going to talk about the crazy election that's coming up. Let's talk about it.
Where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Now, I normally don't talk a lot about the election results of the 2020 election because we already know that they were stolen. And a lot of people know that the corruption that the federal government has been doing is right in front of our faces. And it's almost like we can't do anything. So most of the time I spend my time trying to convince people or encourage people rather to go to the polls. We have to show up. We have to show up like never before. This could very well be the last decent election that we could ever have. Now, when President Trump was in office in 2020, I told everybody, I said, you know what, President Trump, and I pray that I'm wrong. In 2020, I said, President Trump could very well be the last decent president to ever set foot in the White House. What we have in the White House right now should never be in the White House. And there's information that's actually coming out of Georgia that actually proves this. And of course, the government, state media, none of them actually even talk about it. None of them even want to refer about the information that's coming out of Georgia. But good thing we have people all throughout the country that's actually fighting against this election fraud that took place in 2020, because we can't ignore it that it took place. Because if we ignore it, we can't even pay attention to the future. You understand that? So I understand some people say, well, stop talking about it. It's water under the bridge. It's actually not. If we act like it never happened, they will be able to repeat it again. Like it was normal. Like this is the way things are now. No, this is not normal. There used to be a time where both Republicans and Democrats used to look at the elections as something that was very valuable, something that we all cherished as Americans. But the Democrats have now taken that to the next level and said, you know what? Nope. We believe that they should be able to, we should be able to control it. And this is the Democrats talking. We should be able to control the elections. And if someone disagrees with us, we'll just call you election denier, even though it's the truth. Well, to talk about a lot of this, oh, let me show this for you first. Look at this. This is a voter GA reports 1.7 million in 2020 election ballot images were destroyed in Georgia. This is some of the information that's coming out and it's coming to the surface right now. Okay, so to talk about this and so much more, let's bring on Chris Jersky. He's a Florida resident and a businessman who has mounted a very successful crusade against voter fraud in his home state. Because of the time necessary to produce results, he has had to put aside his income earning business. Wow. I mean, come on, think about this. This is a man that's willing to give up everything to fight for everything. Thank you so much. So Vital Catalyst LLC, and work full-time to uncovering the machinery behind our stolen elections. Sir, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Well, nice to meet you.
Yes, yes. So let's talk about this, the elections, because 2024 is coming up. We see how they're importing all of these illegals into the United States of America. They're not supposed to be voting. At least the Constitution says that if you're not an American citizen, you're not supposed to vote. But I mean, we know the Democrats, they don't adhere to the Constitution. They think it's just an out-of-date document and needs to be changed or either just done away with altogether. Now, with Georgia coming out, with all this information with Georgia recently coming out, talking about these ballots that they can't even verify because the original ballots were destroyed. And then they came out with, what was it, like 60,000? You know, just ballots out of nowhere. It was more ballots than votes. Mm-hmm. What are we up against this November?
I would say all of the above. Essentially, when we first started this, all this stuff that you're bringing forward now in Georgia actually was uncovered probably within 8 or 9 months of the initial works of some great patriots up there. It just, it's finally starting to get traction because it was entered into the legislative record through these various commissions and hearings that they're having. So a lot of countless hours put on by people, great people in Georgia that I work pretty closely with, but it's all their work basically just finally coming to light.
Wow. So how is this, I mean, you gave up your income. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, look, it makes me think about how President Trump is putting everything on the line for this country. I mean, you're putting everything on the line for this country. I mean, that's what it really comes down to. Because most
people. Can I tell
you
a little bit?
Yeah. I'm just going to say, most people, they are like, I got to work. I got to put food on the table. Yeah. You know, we got to do this. But if we don't fight for our country, we don't have anything. We won't be able to, one will be able to put food on the table. Yeah, go ahead, make your statement.
Yeah, I mean, that's primarily what's animated me. Just a little bit of background about me. I'm first generation Polish American. Both my parents were legal Polish immigrants that came here to escape communism. There's a great story about how my great-grandfather actually rescued our like entire family on my mother's side and brought us here. And we were incredibly grateful for this country. And I mean, all I could hear from both my great-grandfather as well as my grandfather of how amazing this country is. And I mean, if you contrast that, I didn't realize that I was a cocky New Jersey teenager at the time. My father arranged for a trip to Poland when I was eight in 1987, and I saw communism firsthand. And I just tell you, I came back and kissed the ground and became a patriot. Heard Ronald Reagan say, "Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall," and I said, "I'm a Republican from that point forward." And I mean, a lot of the stories that my family told me over time didn't make sense because I was just a kid listening to them. But like after seeing it and standing in a bread line specifically, like and getting a piece of bread that could probably kill somebody. The thing about Poland was, is my entire family there were farmers and they crushed everything to the point where you weren't allowed to grow. And if they came to your farm and did an inspection, like for example, my grandfather on my father's side had orchards and plentiful amounts of apples and honey and things like that. They came to the farm, they took all the livestock and essentially picked all the apples and left them with coupons that they were allowed to get their food with. And wow. That's what's coming for us.
You know, so I'm sorry. I was going to say, I've actually seen videos and a lot of people try to say that these videos are not factual, where farmers throughout the country here in America have talked about the federal government coming into them, telling them that they need to destroy part of their crops, part of the food supply that they have, that they've been providing as a family business for many, many years. And then they come back, of course, I call them the fake fact checkers. They come back and said, none of this is real. It's all fake. The government is not actually doing this. And come to find out, it's absolutely true.
Yeah. I mean, if you believe the mainstream media, the thing that I believe is my own eyes and my own ears and the people that I've come in contact with, like, again, growing up through that situation, I'm in the bountiful United States and my aunt comes to visit from Poland and she sees what would be a normal bakery display that we have in the United States and just sort of bursts out in tears. And I'm like, what is she crying about? And then I go to Poland and stand in a bread line and the shelves are empty. And I'm like, okay, to put it in perspective, the wall was coming down and I joined the military in the United States because I was so like just so enamored in this country. I tried to find out everything I could about communism and the American way of life. Because again, I was an immigrant, basically from an immigrant family, really. I was a U.S. citizen, but an immigrant family. Mm-hmm. So I really didn't have much background on the United States. But then as I learned, I would say went in the military, learned all these things. The wall was coming down. Poland was getting their freedom. And as fate would have it, I married a Venezuelan woman. So then I watched her country get systematically dismantled over a 10-year period. So if you're asking me, like, why did I give up my job and my money, is because I woke up the day after the election and I literally saw like the ghost of Christmas future. And I saw my kids emancipated with no food. Wow. And no, everything like basically that Poland and Venezuela came together because Poland was taken over by bullets in World War II. And I begged my teachers for years, can you explain to me why Poland couldn't have their freedom? France, all these other countries, were given back and given their sovereignty, but Poland was handed over to communist Russia. No one had an answer for me. And then you watch a country as rich as Venezuela, where I almost came this close to moving to because their standard of living was actually above California, and they're starving now. They're literally, the streets are scattered with blocks of $100 bills that are tied together because nobody wants to count it anymore. You have to weigh the money. So if you can imagine like a stack of $100 bills, that will buy you about a roll of toilet paper, because 1.3 million believers is worth about 40 cents now. That's exactly what's coming for us. If we don't do something, you have to fight now while your belly is full and your pantries are full. Because when they bring in the starvation, you're not worried about politics. You're trying to figure out how you're going to keep your kids from crying because they're hungry.
Ooh, wait, that's a profound statement. You're not going to be concerned about the politics of all of this, even though we know who's driving this. Do you think it's possible that they're pushing us to go into a whole, you know, communist state, communist nation?
Absolutely.
Because of, do you think now is the time they believe is for them to implement this? Because they know if President Trump, when President Trump comes back in this November, that it's going to stop their agenda. Do you think that's the reason why we're seeing it happen? And do you think it's going to happen before? Do you think they're going to try to implement what you're saying before the end of this year, before November gets here?
I mean, they have to, because they're running out of time. The thing about United States is very different. Both Poland and Venezuela had their sovereignty, had people that wanted to make a decision about how they're going to run their lives. And they were literally passed off as if pawns on a chessboard. The people of Venezuela never voted for socialism. They were convinced at a scheme to help people that were supposedly poor. And they were such a rich country, just like they do here. We have to help the poor. We have to help the poor. They literally opened up the borders, spilled everything in as far as welfare, and spilled everybody else in, opened the prisons, put everybody on welfare. Venezuela had a Second Amendment type thing, too, where people had guns, but they started using lawfare, just like we're seeing here. I mean, if you want to know what's coming for us, just look at California and New York. New York's probably further along than California, but you will be persecuted. So like that guy that tried to step in and save somebody and choke somebody on the subway, he's the one sitting in jail. And the criminal that ripped off a bunch of people or murdered anybody, it's a revolving door and they let him go. They literally infiltrate and weaponize the government against the normal citizens. And they don't care about your constitution or whatever, because they're already firmly on their way to implementing communism. And once it's in place, you have no chance, because like I said, you're too worried. When your kids are crying because they're hungry, you're not worried about trying to go to a meeting and basically protest anything. You're literally trying to figure out how to find food for that day, because that's what it is. You're living day to day.
You know what? I've had the conversation with quite a few people, and I, as you do, I believe that they're going to do something. You know, I don't know exactly what that is, because if I did, I would go on the rooftop and scream it, saying, "Hey, they're getting ready to do X, Y, Z." Right. So I know that they're going to do something before this November, and starvation, causing starvation in the country, along with other chaos in this country. Because I believe that this election is going to be the pivoting point for this country, for all of us, this election here. And they know it, too. That's the reason why just yesterday, Congress and the House, every Republican, thank God, every Republican voted that illegals cannot vote in this election. But every Democrat voted against that. What am I missing here?
I'd be careful, though, because there is a backdoor plan. Like, I'm here in supposedly the free state of Florida, and we're seeing them bus people into certain parts of the state, as well as pass out literature asking them to vote that's in Spanish. So even though you think Florida is like a safe state, we've uncovered lots of things that would make your hair stand up, because it's coming everywhere. And eventually, like it is, it's like, think about a snake slowly curling around you and choking you to death. That's essentially what they do. They focus on the things that will turn things into chaos, and mostly food. Because once they take away the food, I mean, to me, it's pretty clear. People. Because when I compare those two countries of what they did in Poland and in Venezuela, as soon as they crash the economy, they turned everything into kind of like a social credit system in Venezuela, where you had to basically be checked and you were allowed to buy groceries. Wow. It wasn't if you and you didn't have enough money, it doesn't really matter. You had a card, much like a social credit card system. If you put, let's just say you put the wrong thing on Facebook, you weren't allowed to eat. If you talked to the wrong people, you weren't allowed to eat.
Yeah,
and they quickly were able to guide people into making the right choices.
Yeah, I can see a lot of that. Yeah, I can see a lot of that coming right now. Can you hold over for the break? We're going to go to a quick break, and then we'll talk more about the election that's coming up this November. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll be right back, everybody. Don't go anywhere.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale, and here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My Slippers and Sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think will be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today. Imagine a world where your phone works anywhere. No dead zones, no dropped calls. That's what you get when you go to PrepGearPlus.com. The Iridium 9555 satellite phone gives you the freedom to connect from any corner of the globe. And for a limited time, it's yours at no cost with a 24-month agreement for just $95.95 a month. Plus, they offer family share plans with up to 3 phones. Why satellite phones? They're secure, encrypted, and used by the U.S. military, ensuring that your communication is private and reliable. In a time where the cell networks are increasingly vulnerable, the satellite phone is a beacon of stability. Don't believe me? Ask the tens of thousands who were left without service during the AT&T outage, or the heroes in Hawaii who manage emergency situations with just one satellite phone. Get a peace of mind with a network that stands firm when others fail. Visit PrepGearPlus.com or call 855-980-5830 to join the communication revolution. PrepGearPlus.com, where every call is secure and every corner of the earth is covered.
And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. We're talking about the elections. This November 2024 is going to be the pivoting moment for this country. Thank you so much, sir, for sticking around. So the past two elections, 2020, 2022, more and more people have realized that, 2020 and 2022, right? Now we're getting ready to go 2024. So the last election, the last two elections, so many people have realized that our elections are not secure. I know Mike Lindell, he's actually been, one of the biggest advocates for this. And with these, how do we say this, particular machines getting involved, and there's been rumor, allegedly, that George Soros is involved with these machines, and they're giving him all this control. And anytime, you say anything about George Soros or any of these other organizations that's involved with these machines, they get really agitated. If it's not true what we're saying, then just come out and say it's not true and prove that it's not true. But they never do that. They just want to silence people who talk about it. What does our election look like come this November? Permitted that we're not starving. Because if we are starving, people won't be able to go to the polls and vote. So let's say we get past that and we're not starving. What does the election look like to you?
Well, there's a couple camps, but one of them think that basically we won't even get to an election, because if Trump keeps his popularity going, then you'll have some kind of nightmare scenario where they create a false flag and there is no election. Like there's some reason to implement martial law or something like that. That unfortunately is a low probability, but such a horrible situation that you should prepare for it. So I try to tell everybody right now that you should be talking to your locals, getting involved with some kind of local community network, learning who your sheriff is, learning who your election officials are, because they're all human beings and they're your neighbors. And you'll know really quickly if they're on the wrong side by just interacting with them. But it's just knowing it. The other scenarios are where we get into something like 2020, where they try to censor us. They try to manipulate the votes. Those are things that are high probability because they've already done it. So look for increasing censorship where they're going to try and basically shut down any kind of people telling about the elections being possibly rigged. I mean, a good scenario of look to see what happened to Carrie Lake. Carrie Lake was one of those things where we all were out there trying to spread the word to get everybody to vote on election day instead of early and mail-in ballots. And they knew that because they heard us. And then they essentially broke the machines and shut things down on election day and then turned around and blamed it on us because somehow we expected that our votes were going to be counted on election day. We should have been voting on by mail or by early voting. And I mean, I asked the logical question, why do we have the machines? The machines are supposed to be able to count all these votes very quickly and efficiently. So why isn't it we can't just all show up on election day? They were doing election day hand counting at one time and being able to report everything. Now that you have the machines, what's the excuse of having a single day of elections?
You know, that's such a good point, because I remember when I was younger, my first time voting, they didn't have these machines. And this was years ago. And they were able to tell us the next day who won the election by them counting. But now we have machines, and all of a sudden it takes 2 days, 3 days, 2 weeks later when they're still counting. And what it basically comes down to is that they're keep pushing in numbers until they get the numbers that they're looking for. That's what it comes down to. So I know Laura Trump and the RNC, they're looking to try to make it to where voting ends after voting day.
Yes.
And I personally, I think that day for voting should be like a national holiday and allow people to take off and not be penalized for going to vote. And then that way we know the results the next morning, not waiting until we should know the results that night. That's the way it used to be on 2016. It's like the last time it happened. I stayed up until 3:30 in the morning because I lived in California at the time. Yeah. I stayed up until 3:30 in the morning waiting to see President Trump come out. I could not sleep, but we knew we didn't have to. They weren't waiting and counting ballots the following week to try to get the results that they were looking for. But then they learned their lesson, because 2018, it started in 2018 when we first saw this. Do you think it's possible for them to shut down the ballots, counting the ballots afterwards, or you think that it's too far gone?
The whole thing about everything in the United States is built on precedence. So they've already done this. They've already had the proverbial broken pipe in Atlanta that shut down counting. How that spread across five different states at the exact same time across different zip codes, I'm still trying to figure out. I can't get five people in the room to decide on what to have for lunch. But how five states were able to shut down and immediately like goose step together on to figure out what, we're going to count these tomorrow morning. I've never seen that in my whole life. But the point here is that the more time you give people to cheat, the more time they have to cheat. So if you give them the early voting, and some of these early voting is starting to get ridiculous. I hear some places are going 45 days early voting. It's just that you're just giving them a more of an opportunity to know what they need to overcome a Trump victory.
Right, because they see the numbers coming in and like, oh, wait a minute, how many does Trump have? Okay, Bring these other ones in. Bring them in. And we saw what happened. And then some of these courts ignored it, even when they had the physical evidence that it took place. And then the ones that saw the physical evidence, they said, well, it wasn't enough to change the outcome.
Yeah.
Really? I mean, come on. One is too many. If there was one, you can guarantee that there was a lot more. Do you think going into this election, and I'm so with you that I believe that they're going to do something very catastrophic, either pull us into World War III, fake a nuclear bomb and say Putin set it off to bring us in, to keep the whole war in Israel going, to draw us into that. They're I guess, on the cusp of trying to destroy America at the same time with all of these illegals coming into the country. If they can't get the illegals to vote, they're going to use the illegals in the census report. And that's what the Republicans are fighting against, because then it adds to the Electoral College, which gives them more electoral votes, since they can't get rid of the Electoral College. And they've tried. They've been trying. But it's unconstitutional, but they can't get it done. So they're doing the next best thing to try to cheat. I don't trust any of these politicians when it comes to this election.
That's a good place to be.
Yeah, I don't trust any of them. I really don't. So I want to thank you so much for coming on with me and having this discussion. Tell everyone how they can connect with you and find out so much information, because you walked away from a livelihood and you're doing this. And I mean, this is amazing. It really is, because we need more people to realize that if we don't have a open and fair elections, truly fair elections, we're not going to have anything. So tell everyone how they can connect with you and how they can find out more information and how to support you, because that's what it really comes in. We need to be able to support people like you that's putting everything on the line to make this happen. And one more thing, tell people how they can get involved locally.
Absolutely. Just to your point, though, I mean, the thing about where I was is I don't think I could look at my children's eyes 5, 10 years, 15 years into the future when they're starving and have a country that doesn't even resemble anything that we've ever grown up with, and have to come to grips with knowing that it was coming and didn't do anything. So that saying that, do whatever you can. I just happen to have a background in software development, and that's where I jumped in. But there's so many people that have so many talented skills. You could be the support system for other people. I even saw people that love to bake, so they made cookies and basically kept everybody going for these meetings. So anything you can do from your talented side, what you love to do, that's where you should be able to bring to the table. If you're a great communicator, we need lots of those people, because we need lots of people to spread the word. You can find me at the-peoples-audit.org. And also I'm on Telegram and Truth under the same thing without the hyphens, the People's Audit, just under that. Donations would be great, because I am basically really struggling. I took all of my savings and put it into a piece of software that we now have running in Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, and Texas. And we have been able to get some donations from Texas to help out. But being that I have to basically put my company's resources, payroll, servers, things like that, it's very taxing. So I've already gone into significant debt, and donations could be very helpful. Mostly we ask if you can sign up to be a monthly contributor. That's what really helps.
Yeah, I completely understand. And we need to get engaged in this fight. I mean, this is it. This is it. You know, I was saying in 2020 that this could be the last election. You know, a lot of people looking at it, but I was saying primarily that President Trump could be the last decent president, like I mentioned, walk through the White House doors. And if they're successful in destroying our elections this year and starving people, I believe that they're going to have the elections, because based on the Constitution, to my understanding, that they still have to have the election even during the times of war. But it will be so bad in the country, 2 months will go by, 3 months will go by, and say, okay, well, we need to have a functioning government. Let's go ahead and call it. And they'll just call it for whoever it is that they want. I see that coming. I see that happening. So we are in a battle for our lives right now. And hunger is going to be a major part of it, a major part of it. Chris, thank you so much again for coming on and having this discussion with me.
Thank you, Will. Pleasure to be here.
Yes, God bless. Take care.
God bless.
Okay, everybody, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
It's a MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
Welcome to a journey of enhanced cognitive well-being with Frequence Rise, a product that is believed to be an all-in-one supplement for supporting mental performance and overall brain health. At the heart of our nootropics lies a carefully crafted blend of 7 different organic mushrooms, essential B vitamins, amino acids, and the power of green coffee bean extract. This unique formulation is designed to nourish your brain and support optimal cognitive function.
And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. Hey, let me tell you about the GenesisGoGroup.com. GenesisGoGroup.com. Now, I've really been looking into this, and I've actually tied a conversation with them as well. The beginning of this year has come with so many uncertainties. Will the red-hot inflation continue? Will this interest rates continue? Will all of this happen to us in our country? Genesis Go Group, they are a Christian-based organization that's actually looking out for people like you and myself. I've done so much to try to figure out how I can defend and protect my family. Well, they've actually come through on how to back your finances with physical gold and silver. How can the Feds promise a soft landing when all the signs are pointing to a great recession, a greater recession than ever before in this country? This Genesis Gold Group is extremely important. If the beginning of this year has shown one thing, inflation has not slowed down. And the Feds, they're completely incapable of fixing this issue. Like millions of Americans, like I just mentioned, I'm asking myself, how am I going to be able to protect myself and my family? I spoke to our friends over at Genesis Gold Group, and they have the new platform of Frank's Beach and Lindell TV. They have chosen them over many other companies because of their faith-based values and their sterling reputation. And they walk me through protecting my savings with physical gold and silver. Genesis makes it easier to convert your 401k and your IRA into a retirement account backed by physical gold and silver. Their team has decades of experience helping folks just like you preserve your hard-earned savings and the service provided to their clients is truly one of a kind. That's why I only trust Genesis Gold Group to help you get your money back on the gold standard. Call Genesis Gold Group today, 800-200-GOLD, for a non-committed, informative consultation with one of their experts to find out if Genesis can be a fit for you. Call 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-4653, or visit them at GenesisGoGroup.com, or visit them on Lindell or I'm sorry, LindellGoldRush.com. LindellGoldRush.com. Okay, I want to play something else because I think we really need to get in and talking about the election and start hammering about these election interference and what's happening in our elections so much. I want you to listen to this young man. And to my understanding, he's out of Georgia and he's actually talking about what has happened in Georgia with the information coming out of Georgia about the election that took place in 2020.
President Biden was winning. And then all of a sudden, in the middle of the night, Joe Biden came out ahead like a firework, just shot up. And all of a sudden, he's declared the winner. Now, this woman has been fired. Obviously, this needs to be reported in greater detail, but this could be how Biden had more ballots than Donald Trump. Not more votes, but more ballots. 64,000 extra ballots, according to the news report that I'm reading. Now, in my eyes, this is a high crime that not only needs to be prosecuted, but punished. You and I are dealing with the fallout, the damage, the ramifications, the wars around the world, because Joseph Robinette Biden got more ballots because of this woman. So according to this story, this woman absolutely rigged the election in Joe Biden's favor. Biden is a fake president. Now we're stuck with this piece of crap, and it really pisses me off. Absolutely insane. 64,000 extra ballots that she printed and then got people to fill in.
And this and more information about this is coming out in Georgia. Hey, so today is Friday. Let me remind everybody. Can we go ahead and open up the phone line?
Sure.
We're going to open up the phone line. Today is Friday, so you can give me a call. We can talk about what Mr. Chris Jerski was talking about. The election. And that's a really good point, you know, because I kept saying that something's going to happen before November.
Welcome.
What that exactly is.
You are the only participant in the conference.
I don't know exactly what that is.
All participants are muted.
I don't know exactly what it means, right? Or what exactly is going to happen when it comes to the election. Before the election, are they going to actually cause a hunger strike, which more likely is going to happen. More than likely is going to happen. We can see that. We can see it coming. Something's going to happen. I don't have that crystal ball, but we most guarantee something's going to happen. Let me put this information up on the screen here for you. This is some information coming out of Georgia, Voter GA. You can make it full screen for me. Talking about 71 counties. 71 counties cannot produce original ballot images for the November 2020 election. 1.74 million ballots missing? Really? 1.74 million ballots missing. You know, that's 25%. That's huge. That can make a difference. 44% destroyed ballot images or not comply with the election ORR law. So, with this many ballots missing, how can a judge, I'm just asking the question here, how can a judge that has this information come in ignore it? How can they ignore it?
Yeah, and what's going on with the Secretary of State? The Secretary of State should be all over this. They should say, this should have never been a certified election.
I don't know how they can ignore it.
Yeah. The Secretary of State seriously should come out and do a statement and apologize to, because Will, when this is, you're right, this is all over Twitter right now, right? And you know, if it happened in one state, you saw a whole complete state, we know it can happen to other states, and it did happen to other states.
It more likely did happen in other states, right?
States are coming out with similar, you know, type scenarios that are happening or happened. But, you know, a lot of judges won't take it up. I mean, and you know what, Will? Like you said earlier, a lot of people are like, well, it's over with now. It's water under the bridge, right? Let's move on.
Yeah.
But you can't move on unless you acknowledge what happened.
We have to. Yeah. We have to pay attention to it, because so this is how you fix a lot of things when you're like in technology, or for example, if you're trying to put a rocket into space and you put all the nuts and bolts together and you built the rocket and it goes up and it blows up. Well, you have to go back and look at all of the mistakes that were made. Why did the rocket blow up? You have to go back and look at it. Same thing with our country. The country on November of 2020, they sent that rocket up and it blew up. But they're telling us not to go back and look at the mistakes. Just move on. Forget that it even happened. Well, we can't do that because the country's going to blow up. That's the whole point. I hope everyone understands that analogy in that. So can we put the phone number up on the screen? Yeah, let's put the phone number up on the screen so we can get people to, because I know somebody has an opinion about what's happening.
And we have less than 20 minutes. So
yeah, we have less than 20 minutes. So if you want to call, you need to call the number now, 319-527-3453. If you want to call, you need to call the number now. Okay, we're going to go. But before we go to the quick break here, I got about 30 seconds here. Let me remind everyone, MyPillow.com, Father's Day is coming up. You can still take advantage of the deals that's taking place using promo code WILL at MyPillow.com. You can get the best deals using promo code WILL. Go to MyPillow.com and take advantage of this. I mentioned this yesterday. I think the only reason why Mike Lindell is having these low prices is because he's combating the Biden inflation that we're all experiencing right now. So take advantage of it right now. Get that something for the loved one. And at the same time, get something that you've really been needing to get for a while. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Meet Frequent Sync, your nightly companion designed to harmonize with your body's natural rhythms. At the heart of Sync lies a blend of potent ingredients meticulously chosen for their transformative benefits. Sync's collagen peptides elevate your nightly routine, from enhancing skin's radiance and muscle recovery to fortifying joints and promoting digestion. It's your holistic approach to beauty and well-being. Magnesium, a cornerstone ingredient, is believed to calm the central nervous system and address age-related sleep challenges, ensuring you drift into a restorative slumber. But Sync doesn't stop there. With the calming properties of GABA, the therapeutic potential of CBD, and the sleep-inducing qualities of CBN, you're set for a harmonious night's rest. Embrace Sync, where nature's finest collaborate to reduce stress, elevate mood, and ensure you wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. Sync. Synchronize with the night and rise to a new day.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
And we're back, everybody. It is Friday. Let's go directly to the phone calls. We have wonderful people giving us a call.
Yep. The first one is doesn't have a number, so here okay. we go.
Hello, caller. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Will. This is Randy from New Hampshire. How are you?
Randy from New Hampshire?
Okay.
Is that correct?
That's correct.
Hey, Randy.
Awesome. Hey, Randy. Thank you so much for the call.
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, I totally agree with you. Well, I think the main thing is, no matter what, everyone needs to get to know their neighbors and hold together. They are going to throw everything and anything this year. And I agree with you. I don't even know if we're going to make it to the 2024 election. But the bottom line is, you know, we're all Americans. And I think it's reaching the point where we see just how bad things are both in this country and globally. And it's come to the point where we need to pull together as a humanity in general, just because, you know, everything and anything under the sun, we're going to witness. It wouldn't surprise me if, you know, we saw alien invasions, Operation Blue Beam. They're going to try to bring back the pandemic. They're going to try to create.
Yes.
Or, you know, it goes on and on and on. But the bottom line is, you and I, we're all human, and we just need to pull together and hold this country.
Let me ask you a question. How do we reach those that believe Joe Biden and what the Democrats are doing is what the country needs, when they're the ones that's actually taking the country in a direction that's going to end up collapsing everything? How do we reach them?
Because, honestly, I think the best way to reach everybody and anybody is to get them to realize that we as a people, if we go back to 9/11, as horrible as that was, and my personal opinion, it was the same tyrannical government setting the stage. That was the one time in my lifetime that we pulled together as a whole, and it didn't matter. Race, creed, color, sex, nothing mattered. We waved the flag, you know, we came together, and I think we're about at that precipice right now where this country is falling. And the only thing that they're working on right now is to keep division going. And if we stop with the division and stop with buying into whatever it is, the race card, the LGBTQ community, you know, the immigrants, everything. If we just pull together and realize, you know what, we are a people of many mixes, and, you know, this president, he's illegitimate, whether you want to admit it or not, it does not matter, but you got to take a good hard look at how your household is doing right now, and how my household doing right now, and that we need to come together, and we need to make sure that, you know, we sustain and that we care for our neighbor. That's the biggest thing. I think if we take it off the whole division playboard and just realize, you know what, I agree with, you know, everyone matters. We all matter, and there is no disposable anything. You know, we all count as a people, but you know, there are people out there that want to harm, and we all need to hold together and not let that happen, period. You know, I get back into faith. You know, I truly believe no matter what comes down the pike, this past year has, you know, this past 4 years has really opened my eyes and to lead me to believe that we are going to see things that we're not going to have the answer for.
Right.
But we're going to have to pull together and remember, you know, we as a people, you know, you have to, like, value life, period.
You know what, Randy, you're so spot on. And I want to say thank you so much for the call. Have a wonderful weekend, because, you know, in crisis is, you know, what brings a lot of people together. It's just sad that we have to go through a crisis for that to happen. Have a wonderful weekend, sir.
Agree.
Have a wonderful
you
weekend.
Too. Take care.
Take care. God bless.
Okay, well, we have Fred from Florida.
Hey, Fred, thank you so much for the call.
Hey, Will, good talking to you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, I mentioned this before, but we got to say it again. The Constitution lays it all out. It told us what to do when you got a problem like this. And we just need to do it. That's it. You take the keys back. There's no talking. There's no more vote. It doesn't have to be a vote. Just forget the vote. They already took the gloves off. Now we need to just get the, just go back in there, beat bull crap. And if they're listening to me, they better be fearing it because they are not legitimate. They have no. Their power is fake. It's like a Hollywood act. There is no power when you do it illegal.
Yeah.
They definitely did it illegally. They cheated. They even admit it. They pretend like nothing to see here. But it's all an act. It's a distraction.
Yes.
They never signed the Constitution. Every year you're supposed to, the oath of office, you're supposed to sign for the Constitution every year. They never did it. And right there, that's a problem.
Yeah, it really is. So, you know, a lot of these people, they believe that the Constitution is an out-of-date document. They believe that the Constitution either should be rewritten or just done away with altogether, right? Because they said it needs to be with the times, which you're 100% correct. The Constitution, I believe, was written for us in this day and time. And it tells us in there what we are supposed to do.
Exactly.
Yep.
So I'm sure you heard this also with the judge. The reason why the judges aren't doing anything, when you're wondering, they're fake. They're probably all they do is they put a uniform on. We dub you the judge. They cheated for so many years. They got fake judges that were planted like a toilet bowl, installed like a toilet bowl.
Yep, you're so spot on. You're so spot on.
And then Will, one more time. You know what they did? Judge Roberts 14 times got caught on the kid porn site. All these judges were getting caught, so that's why they weren't making any calls, because they got blackmailed. The FBI caught that. They work. The FBI works through that kid porn site.
You know,
Obama. They all.
Yeah, and that's probably how they're controlling all of them. So, well, hey, Fred, thank you so much for the call. Have a wonderful weekend, sir.
All right,
take care.
All right. Well, this caller, the last four digits are 3102.
Hello, caller. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, caller.
You there, caller?
Last four digits, 3102.
All right. Going once, going twice.
All right.
All righty then.
Okay. We got Sheila from Washington.
Hey, Sheila. Thank you so much for the call.
Hey, Will and Will, or Shannon, stay out of his stash. I got always say that.
I got you. I got him a new stash today, so he's good for a while.
For a week.
Guess who's in my neighborhood?
Who's in your neighborhood?
Joe.
Really? You know what? I wish it would work that you could call
Seattle.
The cops and say there's someone in the neighborhood that's identifying as a leader. Have him arrested.
Yeah, he's coming here to Seattle to do some fundraising, and they're basically canceling flights, and traffic will be a madness, and they announced, I think it was Wednesday, that he's going to be in town.
Oh, well, that's his base.
So,
I mean, Seattle is liberal, so that's a good place for him to go, somewhere that actually likes him regardless of what he does.
Do you think they're going to get more than 20 people to show up without paying them?
I would love to have gone up there and say F Joe Biden to him, but I can't do that.
Sure you can.
I'm way down south.
Oh, okay. So you're far enough from the crazies, what it sounds like.
Yeah. Well, I'm in a town, Aberdeen, Washington, that's known for the crazies. But it's pretty warm here too. Last I checked, the temperature was 80 degrees. So we're getting a little warm today.
Well, that's good. Well, hey, but, let me say, do you have any children?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
She lives in Canada.
Okay. Well, I got to let you go. I want to say happy Mother's Day to you. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you.
Okay. Take care.
Bye-bye.
God bless.
All right. Well, we have Beverly from Montana. Hurry up, Beverly. We just got a few minutes.
Okay. Hey, Beverly, how's it going?
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
We can hear you.
Okay, I'm calling. That guy said a couple of calls ago about following the Constitution. This government is a bunch of liars. They're not going to do anything. They don't follow the Constitution now. We've got to take it as a people back. I don't. Hello?
I'm listening. You're right.
Oh, we have to take our country back ourselves because this government are nothing but a bunch of liars. They're not going to do anything but lie, and they're not going to follow the Constitution. What do you think, Will?
No, and you know, the Constitution tells us that when we have a tyrannical government, it is up to the people. The Constitution tells us that we have to take our country back. They wrote that in there. But you know what? The Democrats, they're very sneaky. They're like snakes. This is the reason why we have political prisoners from January the 6th, because that was them sending a signal out there saying, hey, if for those of you that believe in the Constitution, we're going to lock you up. So that's exactly what that is. That's exactly the reason why that happened. Because they're not going after these people that's talking about death to America right now. They're not going after these people talking about death to Israel, talking about destroying, causing these people to want to be violent towards other people in the country. The FBI, the DOJ, the CIA, none of them are paying attention to them, but they're paying attention to those of us that follow the Constitution. Right there. But hey, thank you so much for the call. Have a wonderful weekend. Are you a mother?
Thank you, Will. Yeah, my kids are growing there.
Oh, still. Happy, you know, Mother's happy Day. Mother's Day.
Mother's Day for Thank life. You. God bless.
All right, God bless.
Okay, we have one more caller. We have the last four digits are 0070.
Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, hello, everybody. This is David, and I'm calling from Clackamas, Oregon. How are you?
Yeah, right. Good. Doing good, David. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for the call. What you got?
Just great. Hey, great, sir. Listen, I just want to tell you, I really enjoy your show. I love Frank's speech, and ever since it turned on, I've just been so happy for it. But, you know, my main concern is what they did to us back in 2020. I don't see how it has been changed.
Right.
And so, therefore, but to myself, I believe that only by an act of God are we going to get what we, you know, what we'd like to see happen.
Yeah.
Donald Trump be our president, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, President Trump said too big to rig. President Trump says that he believed that this election is going to be too big to rig because they've done so much damage.
I'd love to believe that, sir.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, I really love to believe that.
I'm with you.
You know, of course, that's what I'm hoping and praying for. And, hey, but listen, God bless both of you guys. I really enjoy what you do. And I watch you every day when I can. And, just know that there are more that are with us than are against us.
Amen. Yep,
absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, thank you so much for the call.
Thanks, David.
Yes, sir. Have a great day, y'all.
You too. God bless. Take care.
You want to do one more, Will?
Yeah, if we can.
Okay, we have one more. The last four digits are 5295. Hello, caller. Can you hear us?
Yes. Hello. This is Nick Newell.
Hello,
I'm
Nick.
Calling from Ohio. Oh, hi. How you doing?
Really quick. Well, I'm calling, statement, Nick, because we got to go.
Okay. I'm calling from Ohio and Indiana. We need to follow the Constitution. I've written a book about this and what we need to do to solve this. And the book is called Our God-Given Freedom, and it's about the United States. So the book's available at oggf.us. And this right now, what we need to do, I believe God expects us to do some things for ourselves.
Yes, sir.
I don't think he expects us to give up.
Yes, sir. That is so true.
Things for ourselves.
It's going to be for us. We have to stand up. You know what? We got to go. Thank you so much. You're 100% correct. Have a wonderful weekend.
God bless.
God bless.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. God bless.
Thanks.
Look, this is the time. This is the time right now that you and I, we have to come together or we're going to lose our country. I don't want to lose it. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves, exclusive patterns handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale. And here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My Slippers and Sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.